News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Some children in parts of the country aren't receiving their crucial child development check. These checks, carried out up to the age of five, are key to spotting if a child isn't reaching their crucial milestones. Our reporter, Stephanie Roan, joins us now with more. Stephanie, you've been looking into this.
Yeah, so look, becoming a new parent is absolutely terrifying. You leave the hospital, you're completely sleep deprived, you're overwhelmed, and now you're in charge of this teeny tiny human being and you have to keep them alive, basically, and it's scary. And to help ensure your child is healthy and developing normally, a public health nurse carries out five crucial developmental checks up until the age of five. There's one at 3 months, one at around 11 months, another 2 years old, then four-year-olds, and then a final hearing and visual one when they're in junior infants. So we put in a Freedom of Information request to the HSE to try figure out how many of these checks are actually being carried out. And what we discovered is that the HSE, they actually only collate data for the 9 to 11th month check. So I only have information on that one and none of the others. And for that 9 to 11 month check, on the face of it, the figures look good. Around 85% of children had that carried out last year, meaning around 1 in 10 didn't. But then when you probe deeper, there are pockets of the country where these crucial tests, they're just not being carried out at all. And it's basically a location lottery if you'll get it or not. So parts of Dublin are particularly bad, especially Dublin West, where only 36% of the tests were carried out last year. That means 1,000 children didn't have it done. The HSE also confirmed to me that there are issues in pockets of Kerry, North Cork, Wexford, Cavan, Monaghan, Sligo and Leitrim. So I've been speaking to one parent who has been affected by this. Her name is Shuni Kialik. She's mum to a one-year-old daughter and she lives in Lucan in Dublin.
Yes, I've been inundated with parents who have contacted my office in relation to trying to get the vital developmental checks that their children need. Now, these are parents, sometimes they're first-time parents, and they're really worried that they might miss something if the child doesn't get the developmental check that required. Parents know, and I know, and everybody knows that early intervention is key, and you can't get more earlier intervention than the developmental check that a child needs. So if a child is not getting the 3 month check or is not getting the checks between 9 and 12 months, something could be missed and that could have long term implications on the child. We have a number of primary healthcare centres and health centres in Dublin Midwest alone. So Condorcan, Rolla, Luke and Palmerstown, and every single one of these have a lack of public health nurses compared to the rest of the state. So there might be an internal management issues. We haven't got to the crux of what's causing it. There might be something else going on there. And then there's also, we're having issues around the area with a lot of healthcare workers that are finding it very hard to live in Dublin because of the cost of living in Dublin as well.
Yeah, apologies. That obviously wasn't Siobhan Ucalig. That was Sinn Féin TD Mark Ward talking about the issue being raised in his constituency again and again. Let's have a listen to Siobhan Ucalig, the Lucan man.
I was kind of aware that she's due one somewhere between 6 and 9 months. So maybe when she was around 7 or 8 months old, I rang the public health nurse and I was just asking like when it was her next checkup, and the public health nurse kind of, she said like, oh, sorry, did I not say it at the last checkup that's it? There's no more checkups for your baby due to recruitment issues. So if someone is out on leave, they don't get replaced and they just don't have the required numbers. So she told me all that they are doing at the moment is the checkups when the mommy and baby get discharged, the 3 month one, or she does them at 16 weeks. And then they're only done then at the 9 months, the 2 year and 4 year in the cases of complex needs. And like you're at your mommy and baby groups and everything like that. I was doing all of that. I've just gone back to work. So I was doing all of that. And you might get a few tips at that or like your own mom, but that's it kind of really. So you just don't know what to be looking out for. And it's not fair for my daughter or for any other child in Dublin Midwest, that they're not getting the same check-ins as other children across the country.
Yeah, Siobhan, Stephanie, making a really fair point there, like that her child isn't getting the same level of care as other kids across the country.
Yeah, and I went to all of these checks. You don't actually have to go to them, but I went to all of them, and they are really reassuring because, as I said there, you're in charge of this teeny tiny human being. You're not sure what's normal or not. You're not sure if they have enough words. You're not sure if they're the right weight. And to go to a professional, even the hips, or apparently they're meant to, their head's meant to be on one side. Kira, you probably know more about this. And it's just that reassurance to say you're doing a good job. And also, I was speaking to a PH, a public health nurse, and I have more of this coming up in the Pat Kenny show. And she said to me, these tests aren't just crucial for the baby, they're crucial for the mum. Because often when you come in, you'll see there's no bonding going on here, this postnatal depression. You know, they're really crucial in spotting things. And when early intervention happens, you know, you're helping the mum.
You're
and
not
the baby.
Wrong. A huge amount of things are picked up. Even things like postnatal depression, as you say, things going on with the mum and all of that. And one of the other bits that's disjointed is the 6-week check is carried out by GPs. I used to do them all the time. But then the follow-on checks are done by public health nurses. So it's all a bit disjointed, you know.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you're going to have more on this on the Pat Kenny Show. Stephanie Rowan, thank you indeed for that report.
Thank you. Nice.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.